Banks are reporting their first quarter earnings this month, and the news has been disappointing. Revenues at JPMorgan Chase are down 19% from a year ago, while Citigroup says it will lay off as many as 300 stock and bond traders in an effort to cut costs. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports that Wall Street has still not recovered all the jobs lost in the financial crisis, and perhaps it never will.
Martin Coley has watched the New York economy for a long time.
I'm going to date myself badly here. Those of us who were in this city in 1987, when the stock market fell by 20% in one day.
Actually, plenty of us still remember Black Monday, more than 25 years ago. But not many remember it as clearly as Coley. It's his job as chief regional economist for the New York office of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Coley says there's always been this rule about jobs in finance in New York. It's more or less ironclad.
Employment in the securities industry has tended to go up and down with the things like the S&P 500.
With the stock market.
Right, with the broader stock market.
Wall Street is cyclical. It grows and contracts with the overall economy. But this now appears to be changing. Coley shows me a chart with two lines. Red is the stock market, blue is Wall Street jobs. Through the mid-2000s, the two lines climb upward together. Then comes the financial crisis in 2008, and sure enough, both lines nosedive. 30,000 finance workers lose their jobs in New York in the Great Recession. What happens next is very unusual. The red line representing stocks soars to record highs, while the blue line of employment on Wall Street never fully recovers.
So the stock market is back in a big way, but it's not translating into more jobs in the security industry in New York City. It's translating into fewer jobs, yes.
We thought this chart was so interesting, so striking, we put it on our website, WNYC.org. Please have a look, but listen to the rest of the story first. Dilip Brua is watching this hollowing out on Wall Street as it happens.
I have apples, bananas, oranges, strawberries.
He's been selling fresh fruit near the New York Stock Exchange for almost 20 years. Last fall, the building adjacent to Brua's stand, Chase Manhattan Plaza, was sold by JPMorgan Chase to investors in China.
Now I sold this one and I lost customers. Now, very slow. People move now.
So there's less people coming to you?
Less people.
JPMorgan Chase is not alone in shedding real estate as it cuts costs. Citigroup is reportedly giving up an office tower on Park Avenue to consolidate downtown.
If you believe that the securities industry will simply just come back with the cycle, we do not.
This is James Malik. He's a partner with Boston Consulting Group based in New York. He says there are plenty of reasons Wall Street is shrinking. Take your pick.
As trading goes electronic, as things that formerly were done voice to voice, now it's two computers. You no longer need those people to do those jobs because they're being replaced by machines.
What's more, new regulations enacted after the crash are making it harder for financial institutions to pursue risky but profitable business, like trading on their own accounts.
You know, the implication and the outcome of it is that these banks are really having a hard time finding a way to their next dollar profitability.
And that's when they come to James Malik for advice on cutting costs.
We will help them assess where they should have jobs, which jobs make sense to be in which locations.
An obvious starting point, he says, is to move jobs like compliance, accounting, and even IT to cheaper cities. He's seen these positions move to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Jacksonville.
I've been impressed with Texas, with Dallas.
Where there are no corporate taxes or income taxes. New York City has more jobs today than at any time since record keeping began. But highly paid work in finance is a shrinking part of the mix. And that will impact tax collections and other businesses like Dilip Brua's fruit stand. Who will remain, Malik says, will be CEOs, chairmen, and other top executives. The highest paid people can afford to live in New York, and they like all the things the city has to offer.
Grapes, raspberry, blueberry, blackberry, mangoes, pear, everything.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.